Is Ross still logging in once in a while?
He told us he is.
When that pay Vav Amad Beis. Tanya Ida, the last line. Tanya Ida, when Baba comes to Amad Beis, Tanya Ida, we learned in another Braise, Rabbi Yehuda, hold, you hold a blind person. A blind person that there is no boishes if he dishes it out. If he says summa ain't like boishes, a blind person has no concept of boishes. Before he said that a summa has no din of golus if he kills someone by mistake, and there's no din of mis if he kills someone, and so on and so forth. And there's no shame when it comes to a summa. No din in the Torah, none of the punishments in the Torah apply to a blind person. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's his logic? On my cross, in the pasuk, v'shavtu ha'eda, you should judge the community, bein hamake, bein goyel adam, whether it was someone was struck, or whether from the person who's trying to do the next of kin, kol ha'mishpat, ala mishpatim eila, rules. So we dashin. Anybody who has the union of Maka Goyla Dam, but if you kill somebody, you run to Golas, then they also have all the dinim. Yeshne b'mishpatim. Kosha ain't a Maka Goyla Dam, ain't a b'mishpatim. So a blind person doesn't have mishpatim. Then we go further. Tanya Idah, we learn another braise, Abidahim, Sum, ain't like boishes. If you hold that a blind person is no shame, the chain hoya Rabbi Huda poitraim become mitzvah with potato. Whenever you read Rabbi Huda holds up, Sum is potted, it's from right here. That a blind person is part of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Omer Avshishu Ravidi, my time Ravidi, wine and world should be part of from Torah Kula. Omer Kras and Posig, Eile HaMitzvahs, HaChukim VaHaMishpatim, Kosh, so it says these are the mitzvahs, the chukim and the mishpatim. So what does the mitzvah do mishpatim? Kosh Yeshna b'mishpatim, whoever is included in all the laws of Dini Mominis, Yeshna b'mitzvahs, v'chukim is included in all the mitzvahs. Kosher ain't a b'mishpatim, ain't a b'mitzvah chukim. Anyone who's not a mishpatim does not have the mitzvah of chukim, the mitzvah of chukim. Now, there's what exactly the beautiful holder summa is? There's two ways of learning what he holds. A summa is pater from all the mitzvahs asay. You can't ask him to go out and do something, but he's definitely chay mitzvahs loisas a mahat teda. That's one way. That's tesis of Rosh Hashanah. Or you learn that a summa is pater completely, not only for mitzvah asay, but also for mitzvahs loisas. He's totally pater. But if you hold that he's totally potter, then he's chayiv midrabon. And there's a fascinating taste there. We'll look at it. Let's finish the mission in a minute and learn it. Om Rabbi Yisrael, he said, Rabbi Yisrael was also blind. May Reish, in the beginning, have a minute. I thought, man, Om Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody tells me that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, a blind person is potter, and I'm a frum guy and I'm doing the mitzvahs, I will get an extra reward. Om Rabbi Yisrael, the mitzvahs, ko avidni yom etar labonon, yom etar labonon, Rabbi Yisrael had a habit of making sudas, a kiddush, the slightest success. My time, I'm not instructed to do a mitzvah yet. I'm doing mitzvahs. I'm a great guy. Not that he wants a schar, but it shows the chashivas of the mitzvah that I'm doing. I heard Rav Chanina said, Omer Rav Chanina, he ruined everything. Rav Chanina said that Godol HaMetzuvah V'Isa V'Misha Ein HaMetzuvah V'Isa, somebody who was instructed is much greater because the Yetzirah stands in the way, as Tei says in Kedushin. Is Man Domali Ein HaLachik Rav Yudah Avdina Yamatav Rabbanon. So you can't really know. So what does Abiyasa personally hold?
Well, it depends. Before he heard the...
He's not saying... He said, if somebody will tell me. He's not saying I'm paskening. So B'nishchol Noruch in Simen Nun Gimel, we pasken that a sum is chayv and kol mitzvahs. So we don't pasken like Abiyasa. Must be because we pasken Abiyasa. Abiyasa. My time, the chiyab mafkidne isli agratvei. Because if I'll do the mitzvah, I was told to have more schar. And not that we don't do mitzvahs with schar, but it means the mitzvahs are more chashiv. Let's just do the taste. The taste has a question because in Gemara Megillah Chavdalad, Rabbi Yehuda said that if somebody is blind, if somebody was blind, cannot go to the Amid and be made pay the Shema and be made see everybody. So the Kabbalah's question is, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that some part of Kol Mitzvah called Teda, you have to say because Dafka this Mitzvah, why highlight this Mitzvah? All the Mitzvahs is Potter. Can't be mighty. Others, we have no chiv.
What's blind going to do with it? You can develop that.
Yeah, but we just learned from a pasuk. Mishpatim and chukim. Whoever is not included in mishpatim, we had yesterday from the word beloy ra'ois, that if you cannot, that only somebody who's able to see just didn't, but if somebody cannot see, he's not shocked to the whole thing. He's not shocked to any mitzvah in the Torah. So Tesis here wants to know. Where are we? So what's the why are we highlighting this thing here? So he takes it like this. And Where is it? Just in the middle of the taste there. Four lines in the taste. Just taste the second taste. Vanita. Four lines in the taste. So four wide lines. The last seven words of the line. Vanita, it seems to me, the Avagav, even though the Potter Rabbi Yehuda Summa Mikol Mitzvahs, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that a blind person is Potter from all the Mitzvahs, Mikol Mokam, Midrabban El Chayiv, Tesis, and Mechadish, that a woman who's Potter from all those Mitzvahs is Potter completely. But even though Abaya had a Svar and Brachas, that should be Chayiv Rabban. But a blind person is definitely Chayiv in all the Mitzvahs Midrabban. The Avagav, the Isha, Miftir of Mitzvahs, his Magram, a woman, she's Potter, she's Potter completely. Veloy Mechayivina, film the Rabban, doesn't even have an obligation to the Rabban. Mishum Sheyesh, Mitzvahs, Harbid, the Mechayev is Bud. The reason is because a woman is doing so many other. How many Mitzvahs are there, says Magram, she's Potter? Very few. Majority of Mitzvahs, she's Chayiv. So therefore, she looks like a Yid, so she missed out a few Mitzvahs. Avosuba, blind person. He Potteret Lei Mikola Mitzvahs, if you would say that he's exempt from Mitzvahs, Afilu Mid Rabbanon, Imkain, Havalei Kemay Nochri. Then a blind yid is like a goy. She ain't a noig, but toy this is all klal. What is he clear from this taste here? That he's not chayv and loisus. Because if a summa is chayv and loisus, that means he still has to keep Shabbos, because you're not doing any loisus. He's still not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur. He's still not allowed to do everything. So what it means, like a goy, toy this is ke nochri, she ain't loy chay the klal Yisrael. Ain't noig, but toy this is all. It's very strong, which means he does nothing Jewish that he's doing.
That's if he's born blind, you're saying.
It actually makes no difference.
The whole first half of the Tosfos talking about the difference.
That's good by Krishma, because that's Midrabban. Because, yeah. Anything. Apart from everything. That means that he holds a Mahatayda, he's Potter, he's allowed to be Machal Shabbos. He's the Holy Midrabban. The Tosfos and the Shana holds for Kert. The Mahatayda is Chayiv Midrabban. And therefore it's questionable whether he has any Chayiv Midrabban, because he still has doing some other mitzvah. He's still Chayiv in all the Loises as Mahatayda. Then he continues. So this is the Chiddush in the Gemara there. Now, even though Midrabanan, he should be Chayiv, but if the guy was blind from birth, even Midrabanan, he's not Chayiv because he has no benefit from light, and that's why he can't say Yoytzam Oidus, he cannot do Birchus Krishma. If Midrabanan, he shouldn't do it, even the Lesley Hano, he has no benefit. Avalim Ra, if he saw Venistama and became blind, then Midrabanan is Chayiv. Chayiv Midrabanan. Now, look at the next Chiddush of Tosfos. Big Chiddush here. So remember, this is the taste. It's actually a little taste of Menachas. Anybody quotes, but taste is here first. And because he's Chayed Rabbanon, because he once saw, he's Chayed Rabbanon, he can be Moitzi everybody else. And I'll look how. Everyone's Chayed Kishim HaTayda. He's Chayed Omid Rabbanon. How can he be Moitzi others? Everyone else is also Chayed Rabbanon. The Kishim Rabbanon. You would taste the Paschas here. That reading Shema Yisrael every day is only a mitzvah Rabban. I the Torah say b'shachar kumecha. That's talking about who bedivrei Torah ksib. That's the mitzvah of learning Talmud Torah. You have to have a daf yomi in the morning. You have to have a shir chassidus at night. Of course he could.
Yeah,
so that's the thing. The Gemara says he's nana because other people see him. But his nana is not that kind. So Yishalmi, our Babli doesn't hold that. The Yishalmi says that if you're in a cave, you can tell whether it's night or day. So somehow or another you can tell. But that's not the same thing. And then our Babli doesn't hold that. We don't have that spot at all. Yeah, exactly. So this taste is here holds that. I mean, unbelievable. Like reading Krishna is only the Rabban. Kedama Misha Mesu. Like it says in Gemara Misha Mesu. You cannot compare a blind person to a child that reaches the age of Chinuch is also only the Rabban. How can a blind person be mighty others? We know that a child cannot be mighty anybody else. And they're both in the Rabban. A child cannot read Krishna. Why can't a child read Krishna on the Rabban? Because a child, you know why he can't read Krishna? Because his mitzvah is only chinuch. The mitzvah that a blind person, he has a mitzvah to do the mitzvah. And like he's equal to everybody else. An older Rabban. But the child, first of all, the mitzvah Rabban, but his mitzvah is mitzvah chinuch. So he's not on par with everybody else. So he cannot be mitzvah of the Rabban, even though they're both the Rabban. Next Mishnah. We had parts of the Mishnah previously. By a person causing damage over a shoyed, a person, if you damage a person, you have to pay five things. Nezek, tzar, ripi, shevus, abayishas, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. And he hits a woman and a children and they miscarry, he has to pay for them. If a shoyk hits a person, all he pays is nezek, because it says ish ba'misa, v'loy shoyk ba'misa. Nor does it pay for the children, because it says you're going to knock for anoshim and midashim v'loy shvarim. Hamakes aviv is imay. The din is if you strike your father, only if you make them bleed or you chay misa. And therefore, if you chay misa, you don't pay any five things because come to rabbanei. But what if you don't make him bleed? You didn't make them bleed. And hit your friend b'yem kippurim, which you don't get. You're not chay misa. Chay b'kul. You have to pay five things. Why are you paying five things? Come to rabbanei. Even my malchus ain't like a mishalman. So we already had the mark suvus in the third paydik where we said that by chayvul is exception. We're over there mishalman ain't like him.
Why is there a difference?
Sorry.
Hitting your friend on your hip.
Because it's Mrs.
Besson.
Sorry, it's not Mrs. Besson.
Yeah, there's no Mrs. Besson.
It's Karis.
It's Karis and Malchus. Hitting your father when there's no Chabur is only Malchus. So he's telling you here that even though normally Malchus, you don't get paid money when you get Malchus, but by Chabur you do. And in Yom Kippur, you get the Mrs. Bnei Shemaim. And again, there's no common rabbi about that. So you pay the five things. What about a chayv be'eved ivri? If you wounded an eved ivri, chay b'kulon, you chay everything. Chutz min hashevet, if the eved belongs to you. If you hurt him, you have to pay for all the damages. It belongs to him, except the unemployment. Because who's the one who employs him? You. Who? If you would pay him unemployment, who would get it? We had before. Shevet's cotton goes to the balabas. So go to the balabas anyway, and he's a balabas. Which is a possession that belongs to somebody else. You got to pay all and you got to give it to the balabas. Rabbi Yehudaim, you don't pay all. And one thing you don't pay. How can you have shame? The very fact that he's an Eved is the most shameful thing. Like we had before yesterday with a Shaita. There's no shame by a Shaita. Because he at Betzim is a Shaita, is a Baishas. So there's no Baishas. After freedom. You have to free him. Make him a
Benny. But then the question is, how was he?
Yeah. But he freed him.
So once he freed him and he's
Misablon, he's I don't remember what the Shaila, but he freed him, unless that story happened before he freed him. He freed him. We had in the second mission, the second page of Sukkah there, that Maisib Tavi Abdur, that he used to go to Sukkah and everything else. But he used to free him. He freed him. Their encounter is the bad news. Why the bad news? You hurt them. You got to pay everything. If they hurt others, they're not responsible. A slave and a woman over there is not as bad. If they encounter them as bad, not as bad as if you hurt them, you got to pay them or the master. Of the heim shechovlu b'cheim, too, if they cause damage, other potter. But why the potter? Not because they're potter, because they don't have any money. But if she gets divorced, if he's set free, then they have to pay. Abul mishal min lachas man, they definitely have to pay. These guys she'isha nishtachle ever chayyav mishal. Whenever they're set free, that's when they have to pay for whatever they did then. But they were always chayyav, just didn't have the abilities to pay. Hamaka of ivima, if somebody strikes his parents v'osa ben chabur and he made a wound by them, which is chay misa, or a chayv bechaveden, but not on Yom Kippur, but on Shabbos, where there's not only a chay misa the shemayim, the chay misa, but the adam, then potter mekulon, then you potter. You know why? Because you're going to get punished, the capital punishment, and come lay but the rabbinay. A chayv be'eved knani shaloi. We said eved ivri shaloi, you got to pay everything to the eved ivri except the boishes. Except the Sheves, because you're the balabas, and you're the nosh boishes. If you hurt the Eved Kenani of your own, potter mekulam, because everything that happens belongs to you. It's your possession, and therefore you take from one pocket and put another. Says the Gemara, boy menei rav lozem rav, hachibul bebas ktana shalachedim. If you hurt a young girl, everything that a young girl belongs to her parents. Kol shevach nurim beisavia. So the question is this considered Shevach Ne'urim when somebody, it's one thing that she finds a Metziah, but is this called Shevach Ne'urim when somebody hurts her? The money goes to the father or not? Since anything that she works and earns goes to the father, if somebody hurts her, that should also go to the father. My time, what's the reason? She's been devalued, so when he has the right to marry her off, he will now get less money for Kedushin than before because she was hurt. So you hurt him. Perhaps not the Torah only directly that she benefits, that she invested or she worked and she has money or she finds him and see her, goes to the father. The boy, why? What right does it have? Why does her earnings go to the father? Because if he wants, he can marry her off to Mukeshchin, and if he marries off to Mukeshchin, and the money will go to him. The e boy lememsel Mukeshchin matzi mukigur. Aber chabola, but a chabola. Does he have a right to hurt his daughter? Of course, they're not abused children. If he wants to hurt his children, he's not allowed to hurt his children. He's like, he has no rights. Since he has over there, he has a right to give her away to a mukashchin and make her suffer and collect the money. So the kesef of kedushin belongs to the father. But when it comes to, that's how you know Shevan Aviyah, because since he can marry her off, therefore any money that comes from kedushin goes to him. But when it comes to Chavola, since he has no right to abuse his daughter, so he has no rights to that money either. Maybe. That's the question. That was the question Rabbi Lozer asked about. Amalei, so Rav answered him, Loi zochsa ha-toyde lo'ov el ha-shevach nun muvad. The father has no right. The father has no right to this, only shevach nun muvad. He has no right to the money from the herding. Tap Rashi, why aren't you allowed to abuse your child? Interesting what Rashi learns it from. How you know you're not allowed to physically abuse your child? The Ein Adam Rashoi Lachbel Bebitoi, a man has no right to physically abuse his daughter. The Hayisra Elisi, she's a Chayid. The Avar Alo Yosef Pen Yosef, just like every Yid, you're not allowed to smack, you're not allowed to abuse, because it says by the Bezdin, Shlich Bezdin, he should not add more than the 39 lashes. That was the sentence to give that person. Lo Yosef, pen Yosef, because if you do, you'll get Malkus. So the same thing applies to a father to a daughter. So there's no special pasuk. We have no special pasuk in all abusive children. She has to be treated like any other yid. Why should she be different? Same thing. But a father can't sell his son. We're talking about that the father has rights in the daughter to marry her off to whoever he wants. So therefore, the father has a right to sell her as an eved. So therefore, he has rights to her money. Says the Gemara, anyway, this is the mocker, you're not allowed to abuse a child. Because she's no different than any other Jewish person, you're not allowed to abuse. Like, no different than a fremde. Because your child doesn't give you any extra rights. Says the Gemara, special needs. Amram. Yeah. Quotes is Rashi. Stam. Even though we had the Gemara Gittin a little bit different, remember the Gemara Gittin? The Gemara Gittin tells us a story that they first had a teacher who was a terrible captain. And the kids couldn't handle it. It doesn't say what he did. Just said the kids were scared of him. It doesn't say if he actually hit them or didn't hit them. Just said he was a very big doctor and he was very captain. So they fired him. And they got another teacher who was a nice person. But then they saw that the second teacher was a nice person, but his grammar, the dictator that was teaching the kids, was not so good as that rough teacher. They rehired him and fired the good guy. But doesn't say how far that guy. Just said he was a captain and he was a didactic, and the kids were scared of him, intimidated the kids.
Well, they say in the three weeks the teacher should be less what you call.
Yeah, you shouldn't smack so much. And the parent also says. That's right. We're having more markers. Have Ches over there. If he kills the kid by smacking him, doesn't go to Golis. Anyway, has to be Yemin Mekarev is Moldecha. Saying what about Esau? Ask a question to Rav. So you say what? That it doesn't go to the father. It says in the Braisa, "Chayivul be'eved ivri." If you hurt your eved ivri, chayiv bekulon, you chayiv for everything. Chutz from the shevus, except unemployment, because it's your unemployment. Bizman shu shaloi, while it's yours. So what do we see from Hilapoil? That since the eved worked for you, and his earnings are yours, you don't have to pay him for the unemployment benefits. So your daughter, since she works for you as well, so the cheder, why pay for shevis? You're telling me that you have to pay all five things to your daughter. right? You just said you pay all five things to your daughter, belong to your father. Shevis. If the daughter went out and got a job, who gets the money from the job? It goes to the father. So just like in Eben Evedi, we say that Eben Evedi now can't work anymore, but since he was working for the father keeps that money, so the girl, at least for Shevis, should be that way. So there is no Chamisha Dvarim, it goes to the father. Over the Bai, he says, not Chamisha, you're right. Moide Rabbi Shevis, the Maisi Yedah, Acharas Bagruz Davu Havah. You're right. Not five things, four things. The one thing, Shevis, which is unemployment, that since the father has a right to make her work and collect all that money and goes to the father, so therefore the Shevis he collects, because he's the one who got hurt, but the rest goes to the daughter. But a wife has a right to say, Aini and Zainis.
Because she's got a right, that's why she'd get it.
Well, she can say it right then and there. Says the Gemara, that's another question, and it says, "Nabraisa choivul bebnoi godul." If somebody hurt his son, who is an adult, yitin. Now, with a son, a father has no rights in his son. A father's rights in his daughter has no rights in his son. Yitin le miyad. He has to reimburse him straight away all five things. Bebnoi katan, a young kid who stays by him, so he's actually providing food for him. Yasa lois gula. He has to pay the money, but the young kid can't take care of the money, so you make a treasure box, a safe box or something. You put away. You put away the money until it grows up. Excuse me, the trust. They had no trust in those days. Whatever it is, it just means it for longevity. Hachevel bebitai, but if you chevel your daughter, you have rights in your daughter. Ktana, a small one. Pater. If you chevel in your young daughter, you are pater. Why? Because you have rights in your daughter. And not only that, to get to the father. Clear that everything goes to the father. And you just said, Rab, that the Chamisha Dvarim goes to the girl directly. The father has no rights in it. Everything. What's the big deal? When it says it goes to the father, it's about unemployment. Because that's the only right that he has in daughter is her employment checks. Everything else goes directly to the daughter. So the Gemara writes, "With no God, let's analyze the Brisa." It says by his oldest son, "Yitin lemiyad," he has to pay him straight away. There, I mean, we learned elsewhere. Achayvul bebonav, with no shalachaydim. If you hurt someone else's kids, gedolim, if they're adults, yitin lehem miyad, you pay directly to the children. Ktanim, if they're youngsters, yasalem zgula, you set it aside till they grow up. Bebonav, with no yisav shaloi, but if his own kids, sons and daughters, plot it says the fetish, your own sons. You are his own daughter, you are potter. So the problem is, why is your son your potter? Before learning the favor of previous Brisa before, that your own son, you have to pay him straight away. And this Brisa says that what only Bono Shalachedim you have to pay. But his own son, you don't have to pay. Still in two Brises. Don't do the Rav now. Stop asking, still in the Brises. Amri, Lekasha, Lekasha. Can Kishmuchim al Shukhana, if there is some al Shukhana, so you own, for example, their Metziah belongs to you, so you have rights in your son, then you don't have to pay him. Can Kisha ain't Smuchin al Shukhana, they're not some al Shukhana. Okay, so the first Braisa that says that you have to pay to your son is talking about, but not Samach HaShulchanai. And the second Braisa, you don't have to pay your son, but they are Samach HaShulchanai. Let me ask a question. The man, you came to a Kamaisa, so what do you tell me the first Braisa? You have to pay your son, because she ain't Samach HaShulchanai, they're not relying on you. But your daughter, you do have to, the daughter, you don't have to pay, because you own her, and Aluchayda. Now, we're talking about the same circumstance. That what? That they're not Samach HaShulchanai, that means the child is working for herself. So, you are pot. Now, the give it to her. Since the father's not supporting her, she's supporting herself, she needs to live. The boy in she needs food. And even the one who says that by a slave, he had a gemara and getting that a slave, you can say to the slave, work for me, but I'm not feeding you. You cannot say that to your daughter. Work for me and I won't feed you. I tell you, you work for me a whole day. Go find yourself a job, hire yourself out, and go circulate, and you will eat. I will Eved Ivri, but when it comes to an Eved Ivri, and your daughter is better than Eved Ivri, the Chassid says, Ki toiv le'imach, how is he supposed to treat you, Eved Ivri? He should be good with you. Imach b'maychel, when you eat, you got to feed him as well. Imach b'mishter, when you drink, you got to give him a drink as well. Like Kosh came bitter, surely your daughter, you have to make sure that she survives. If the first bride is talking about that you're not taking care of them, how can you take her money away? She has to live. When we say that by an eved, you can say, you work for me and take care of yourself. That's talking about hadofa. I have to, what I'm telling you, work at night is if you want extra, I take care of the basic provisions. I still have to give you basic provisions. So with the daughter as well, I'm giving her basic provisions. And because I'm giving the daughter basic provisions, therefore, the hadofa, I have a right to take the money. The extra over what she needs. No, but she has enough to live on, and this is the zikin. These five things are over and above that. And that the father can take. No, he has to allow, if he doesn't support the daughter, he doesn't support the eved, he has to allow them to live. But only enough to live. And anything above that goes back to the father. So therefore, these five chamisha dvarim are over and above what she needs, her daily requirement. So the Besraisa, how did you learn the second Besraisa, where it says that everything goes to, what do you call it? The second Besraisa says that everything goes to him. That everything goes to him. So it's, and that's why you said, what is the second Besraisa? Besraisa says, I said his kids is pater because they're smuchim al shulchanim. So the question is, so look at the smuchim al shulchanim. Gdoilim vitlam miyad. Gdoilim he gives straight away. And ktanim yaslam zgula amay lavi and boilim mesvei. If there's some al shulchanavi, why give it to the? Why the ktanim you put on the oitz? Take it straight away. In Nachma we said if others, what do others do? It says in the Braise, in the second Braise, where is it? It says if somebody else is chayvul, by gdeilim you paid them straight away, and by ktanim you set it aside. And the own daughter is a potter. L'cheda, why are they giving it to the son? If the older you give it to the boy, younger you put it aside, give it to the father. Since it's smuchim al shulchan aviv, it should go to the father. You're telling me that by your own children, why does it all go to him? Because smuchim al shulchan aviv, that's why it goes to him. So l'cheda, why if somebody else does it go to the kids? It should go to the father as well. He's taking care of them. Is amay lavi and boilim mesi? Give it to the father. What's the chilul? If he damages them, he doesn't have to pay them because they're smuchin al shulchan aviv, at least from Shevis. So why if other people hurt them, the Shevis goes to the kids directly, older straight away, younger la'itzer. Give it to the father. The one who's taking care of them. Amri kikka kapti. We say like this. When does the father demand that everything his child gets should go to the father? But midi dika chasa, things that cost him money. Only if he actually does it himself. If he himself did it, for example, if he hurt his kids, you want me to pay? No, I don't want to pay you. It's going to hurt the money. So therefore, we say that that it goes to the father. But things that other people do, it cost him nothing, the children have a right to it. Yeah, so following that svar of Amitzia, if they find a lost object, the kids, got to go to the father. Why? Didn't cost the father anything. Why should it go to him? But Metzia, the Ma'alma Kosla, it comes from two things. It didn't cost the father anything, and it came from somewhere else. The Kokapid and the father's Makpid. Why? Why shouldn't it go to the kid itself? And we're talking about Rasama Khoshokhanavi. Why should it go to the kid? Why should it go to the father? Amri, we say, if it's a prophet that comes from the world, if even though it didn't really cost the father anything, but if there's a boon, a prophet, and it didn't cost the kid anything either, the father's going to give it to me. As the Gemara says, Bamatzia, Eva. Father gets upset. I have to work so hard for you, and if you have a windfall, you won the lottery, and I shouldn't get a share in it? It's my lottery. Aval chabola, but in the case over here where the child got hurt, these are excited to get fired. It cost nothing the father, and the child got hurt. Then only mentalkeit is who should get paid for that, the child. Umal mekasi luhu lekapi. Then the father is a money. The kid ends up with the money. Freddy gemara v'hasim over there. East excited the gufa. Over there the excited gufa. Umal mekasi. Another guy came and hurt that fremde person. The kapid. It says over there, in that place over there, where others were chayvul, and it ends up with the father. I look at it, came from somewhere else, and the son got hurt. Amri, we say, Hosam the gavra kaptonuhu, there, in that case where it says that it goes to the father, is a person who's a makbid, who ain't smuchin al shulchanai. Over there is talking about a young kid that the father does not take care of, a young girl, the father does not take care of, which means he's not a nice guy, and therefore he expects everything to be his. Is afilu b'midi the aslam alma kapit, even things that come from stam levelt, he is makbid. Hach over here, the lav gav. Because we said that kol shevach nur beisavi and everything else, so we give. We're saying the vartib is the father's entitled to it; he has a right. But we say that he's moichel. But here we see he's not a moicheldika person. He's not that type of a guy. Doesn't want to share what he has with her, so surely he'll take everything of hers to him. Hocha the lav gavra kabdonu, who over here, the guy is not a mean person. Haraye the smuchin now shulchane, they're sitting on his table and he feeds them all the time. Takes care of his kids. Is kiko kapit, such a person also has a boundary. Ad kan v'lusulo, you know, I'm a nice guy to help you out, but you know, the metric guy is you got to reciprocate. It's been media the kachasale, things that cost me, you have to give it to me. I've been media the aslam almala kapti. Things that come from outside, he's not makpid. So the mother, my zgula, you're saying the whole time that for young kids you put it aside in a zgula. What exactly is a zgula? Rav Chizda Amar Sefer Teira. Rav Chizda says, buy a Sefer Teira. That's a good investment. And then, because he can learn in the meantime. He can learn in the meantime and have use for it. And Rabba Rav Huna says, Dikla, don't give him a ruch as a present. Well, don't give him a bar mitzvah presents for him. What's it might give him an umbrella? He'll always use it.
At least that they'll open once in a while.
Exactly. Dikla the ochel mene tamra. They're both saying you should give something that is long term, but why should he wait till he's 25 to be able to get access to his trust? Give him something that he can use straight away. So one of them says aruch zikazach a sefer teira, he can learn, and one of them says gashmis, he can enjoy a few dates. Chenu shlaki is leizach so teil. Chenu mene shlaki, Mashiach will come. They will. Of the Teda was not mazaka to the father. What was the Teda honoring? I remember Rav said that the father has no right to the dalad dvarim. Sheves unemployment benefits he does because he has a right to her unemployment thing, their employment. But the other four things he has no right to. What did the Teda give to the father? Only shevach nu'urim, only things that directly negate to the girl, like marrying her off or her employment. Rabbi Yechon Amar Afilu Ptzia, even hurting her. Ptzia Salkedatach, he has a right to hurt her. Afilu Rabbi Leizer Kabayle El Chabola. Rabbi Leizer was only talking about if you know he hurt her, the money that comes in Chabola. The Afchase Mekaspe, because what was the Shaila? The Shaila, Rabbi Leizer's question to Rav was because he now, when he marries her off, he reduces her value because she now has this big, you know, cut down her cheek. Don't look as pretty before, so therefore she's worth less. So that's a shaila. Aval patzia the loy avchasam mikaspa loy mikabayle. So patzia means like an internal wound or something that it doesn't in any way lose value. Why should the father be entitled to it? The only reason why we're thinking here that maybe the father should be entitled to the value is an external wound. So it affects her facial features, affects her body, but an internal patzia, something burst inside. Why should the father, and somebody hurt, and she's entitled to money, why should the father have a right to it? On what basis? It's not even a shayla. He means that he exploded something on her face, so it's very visible. And therefore, even there, she also loses value. And that's why the father is entitled to it. That's why the shayla, the father entitled to it. That's machlekes. This what Rav discussed before is actually machlekes of Shlakish and Rav Yechon on whether the father is entitled to it or not. According to Rav, only on employment. According to Shlakish, everything, if it affects him. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody.